from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Robert Irwin Jewelers. Get over there, you'll get some confidence. And you'll also get, when you spend a certain amount of money, a free vacation, accompanying vacation with your purchase. We've been telling you about the deals going on at Robert Irwin Jewelers. $24.95 or more, you get a free vacation. There are tiers, so the more you spend, the better the destination gets. Go see our man Howie over at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
He's going to take care of you. Obviously, we hope you're in the ideal situation where you're in the market for an engagement ring because you're ready to pop the question to your woman. You need the ring to do that. Howie's going to get it for you. And I understand if you're not quite ready to pop the question, want to continue to bring up this option, even though you have just until August 3rd to take advantage of this sale. Get your ring now, and you're going to spend anyway, so get your free vacation with it. You might not be ready to pop the question. We can certainly understand that. You can buy the ring now, take advantage of the deal before August 3rd. Hold on to it until you're ready, and say something goes awry, because things like that happen in life. Unexpected turns. Maybe she's out. Maybe you're out. You can take the ring back, because Howie's got that 365-day guarantee to return it. So that's a way you can sort of prolong taking advantage of this fantastic offer. Howie wants to be your jeweler for life. That's why you're getting deals like this. 5 locations in Memphis and Little Rock, or online at rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, always at RIJ.
All right, so as we speak, the opening ceremony is going down on the Seine, right?
The Seine.
The Seine.
Yeah.
They're in France. And I don't have the screen.
No, I've turned it away from you.
But you do, so what can you tell me?
Oh, Chile's coming down the river.
Okay.
But I don't want to play spoiler. I don't want to give too much. But I will say my wife has chimed in. She's watching, and she said that she loves the barges coming down the river. She thinks it's beautiful. And, Brad, I don't think I'm giving any spoilers because we knew it was going to be barges. I don't want to ruin your time tonight. But something we have seen very early on, some confusion with the torch. And sort of where it's headed in the handoff.
Okay.
So hopefully that can get cleared up, because we do have to get that torch. It is happening simultaneously. That torch is moving to its final destination. That's happening simultaneously. Hopefully everything's going to get cleared up. But, yeah, we're well into it now. Barges are coming down the river. And, John, you'll be happy to know this, not raining.
Not raining.
And certainly not heavily. If it is a rain, it must be a light drizzle. The people are out and about. They're all up and down the river. Doesn't look like it's raining right now.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll stay that way.
Dan Wolkin got invited to a viewing party at an apartment that's on the river, facing the river.
Yeah. You can see the buildings along the river, and there's a ton of, you know, public space that the people, they've got dancers lined up along the river, everything. It's a whole scene all the way down. It's not just one part, it feels like, of the river. They've got this thing lined up for miles, it looks like, with people.
Wow.
So, and you're telling me Dan is in a room.
He's in an apartment.
He's looking out the window.
Yeah.
Oh, walking.
Now, that's the viewing party right there.
Sly old devil.
That's the one.
And he gets to just write off that? That's his job today, to sit in the in the apartment and watch it from the the window.
That's right.
What a great job Wilkins got. He's been to a few of these now, hasn't he?
I think so.
Wilkins
yeah,
been to several. Olympics,
Jeff used to go to all of them.
I know, but we pulled him off.
No longer. He didn't go to Tokyo, right? The COVID year. I don't believe he went to that one. I think that was the one he decided. This is it for me. I don't know if he wanted to go or if he could have gone even, but. I know that.
No, he was talking about how safe most of the ones he'd been to were, but he missed Atlanta, where we had the bombing.
Right.
I don't know if you've seen, but there were some arson attacks this morning.
I did see that.
He was discussing that story and speaking of all the Olympics he'd covered. That you know, for the most part, they'd gone off beautifully, everything else. But he had mentioned missing Atlanta, and you know, obviously we had the bomb incident in Atlanta.
Yes.
So watch out, because we've already had the arson attacks this morning. They were vandalism is what they're classifying it as opposed to any sort of terrorist attack.
Uh-huh.
But be aware.
Yeah, so.
Don't say too much, though.
Yeah, I don't want to say too much.
I won't spoil it.
Yeah, it's an amazing
scene. It's a magical time, though, right now, and Brad's going to enjoy it tonight.
It's an amazing scene.
I will say that. Not going to give away any other spoilers.
Brian Windhorst, while we're on the subject here, says...
He's there.
And not only is he there, he says, this is going to be the most competitive international men's basketball tournament in history. That's what Brian Windhorst says. He was in Abu Dhabi. He's now in France.
Yeah, he was in London, too. He went to all of them.
He's been everywhere, man. So he says that based on what he's seen... This is going to be the most competitive international men's basketball tournament ever.
I think he was in London. Maybe he skipped straight Abu Dhabi to Paris, but I'm pretty sure he made the London trip, too. Either way. I don't know, man.
You don't
could get to these things and they're rolling. I mean, how much of a problem do you think they're going to have with Serbia in their group after what we saw in the exhibition? Is that going to change?
I think it'll be a close game.
Everybody keeps saying, you know, Serbia's going to give them this battle in their group. Well, we've already seen them dust off Serbia in the exhibition. So
it's just a little different because they weren't at full strength. And
you're down on Canada. I mean, we saw it. Germany looks like your biggest competition.
Mm-hmm.
When are we going to shut down Dennis Schroeder?
Never. You can never do that.
You have to be able to do it with your best. Mm-hmm. And at some point, FIBA, the man was killing us. I mean, this is, at some point, you have to remember it's Dennis Schroeder out there.
Yeah.
And he has been a key to their efforts against us.
Yeah.
Because Wagner boys can't beat you alone. Dennis Schroeder is usually at the heart of it. And one of the reasons we were able to pull it off wasn't just LeBron. Schroeder missed a couple late ones late, but usually he is a Team USA killer.
Yeah.
So it's time to grab Germany by the throat.
Yeah, France obviously has Victor Wembanyama and Gobert.
Right, but
they're guards.
But Sarr, too, I'm assuming, or Sarr not playing.
He's not listed.
Okay.
And if he does, that's probably a benefit for the opponent.
I was going to say France must have knew what they were doing and not putting him. Not having
and no Risachet either, okay. That I can see.
Then again, I'm not worried about France and Wimby.
But they have no guard play, right? They have Frank Ntilikina, Nando DiColo, and Evan Fournier. Those are their guards. And those are the only guards that have NBA experience.
Wow.
That's rough. Like when I'm
they'll get dusted off. See, we're going to roll in USA. Again, don't let the recency of the struggles with the friendlies.
I don't know. I mean, I think the United States will get the gold
medal. And we're on high alert now, right? Because you've had the close calls.
Well, I thought they'd be on high alert after the South Sudan game, but they were not on high enough alert. And you know, the reality is maybe without Durant, they're just not as good. We'll see if Durant plays tomorrow. I think that might be a big consideration.
No, if I'm the Phoenix Suns, I don't want to play them any anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think. Kerr's like, no, we need you, big dog. We need you.
I'm just saying, I mean, if this injury is stretched this far and he's still dealing with it, if you were the Suns, you must, you know, you got your head in your hands, because what you don't need, as thin as you are, is this lingering on for them. But this team should be able to roll with or without KD. It should.
Yeah, it should. I think the United States will gold. I just don't know. I don't think it will be without resistance, is all I'm saying. There will be la resistance, you know, just for Paris. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just going with the French. There will be some resistance, I think, just in terms of how close these games will be. I thought maybe they would dominate everybody, and I think that's probably not going to happen. They're not shooting the ball as well. They're not shooting as much from three. They talked about that. And so I think you're going to leave the door open, right? You're going to leave the door open for other teams, you know, to take advantage of you in that regard. But at the end of the day, I mean, let's not be silly about this. Only one nation has
LeBron James and Kevin Durant and Jason Tatum and Anthony Davis. I mean, there's, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be very difficult not to win if you're the United States. Who would you say, though, if you had to guess, who would you say would give the United States the best push of all the nations?
Again, it seems like to me Germany.
Yeah.
Trying to put somebody over them seems silly at this
right.
point. They've sort of proven it with their performance in FIBA, with what we know yep. about the how serious this is to the Wagner boys. Like,
yeah.
the way Schroeder plays in international competition, he's almost a better player there than
yeah.
he is. I don't think it's an almost. He's a better player there than he is in the NBA. And so I just think because they know each other so well, they've played together, I'm not sure there's another country out there I'd put above them. Certainly not France, because, yes, Gobert knows international play, but Wimby's new to this.
Yes, he is.
You know, in that way, and certainly yes. playing at this level, he's not going to be able to do it by himself. So I just think it's – I saw it. It's,
yep.
it's Germany and their system,
yep.
the way they shoot. It's all of that. So.
And they're big.
They have the second-best odds or not?
No.
Okay.
Canada.
See, I don't believe in Canada.
Yeah,
I'm not
you.
This Canadian
I'm with
team.
You.
Maybe not this version of
I
Canada.
I agree. I think Germany is on down the list, which I think is probably a little disrespectful given their World Cup run. But I think Serbia could maybe pose a little bit of a challenge tomorrow. I think Serbia and Germany are really the only ones that I would necessarily be worried about, though, in terms of, you know, stepping in the way. Now, for the women are going for an eight straight
yeah.
gold medal. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's anybody that will come close to testing the United States, other than the other Americans that didn't make the Olympic team. But in terms of the international scene, I think this is going to be like that 92 Dream Team type run, because it's just not as widespread, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Professionally speaking.
I'll tell you this, because Caitlin and Angel ain't on it, we won't be watching nearly as – we won't be as glued in as we would have been.
Yeah, no question about
and
that.
And Agumba Wale.
Yeah. Cheryl just, you can't be a hater your whole life, can you?
Now, you really have it in for her.
I do. I think she's a hater on the front lines for
and again,
sure.
Remember, they lost last time to the WNBA. You know, still took care of business when it was time to win gold, right?
But so. The difference was there like an obvious snub or two or three on that other team? Probably not at that time. I don't remember, but
probably not.
This one was a clear and obvious snub.
But the world just has not caught up in the same way
right.
that it has in the men's game. It has not caught up in the women's game in the same way.
Yes.
I mean, that's the biggest thing in this conversation.
Yes.
About our women
so,
who continue to shine.
Okay, I know we do like to do like.
And then your Chinese young lady is not on the team.
So
we found out later.
I'm out, totally.
So China ain't going to have anything.
Yes. So, okay, biggest pool play games. Jason, I just want to know, will you be watching and will you be awake for them? We're going to go in order. U.S.-Serbia 10:15 tomorrow. Sunday. Sorry, excuse me, Sunday.
Man, you've been telling me all week it's Saturday. Their first game Sunday?
Yes, 10:15 Sunday.
I will. Church is at 11.
Ooh, you're going to miss it.
So I'm going to miss that. Only see the beginning of it
okay.
With a little bit of a sip of coffee, and then I'll be headed off to church, won't see the end.
All right, Spain versus Greece.
And that was the best one.
Tuesday, 4 a.m.
Oh, come on, bro.
Don't, 4 a.m.?
You're going to give me the other games? I'm not
it's
watching the
biggest
rest of
pool
that's,
play.
That's you, fool. You're the degenerate.
Canada, Australia, no. Tuesday, 6:30.
Guess. No. It doesn't involve Team USA here. This is your stuff. You're watching this.
Well, Team USA games. Team USA games will all be. They'll put USA in American, you know, time slots, right?
Yes.
So you'll get to watch all those if you fancy. But you will not be catching the first one. You'll be at church.
Yeah.
You'll
have to watch that on tape delay.
You'll be praying.
Have you tell me about it?
You'll be praying.
Nah. Pray for real things. Things folks need.
We need a gold medal.
No, we don't.
We need a redemption performance.
Not at the top of the list.
We do, though. We need the redemption performance from the United States. So I can't really give you more of a breakdown on the other Olympic sports, though. Like, the only ones I'm, like, super interested in are, we've lost our grip in swimming. I know that. We're not nearly the swimming country that we once were. Ledecky's, like, the second or third favorite, I think, in women's swimming. We have the favorite in breaking, so that's good. I'm assuming we are the favorites in BMX.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, bro. BMX is absolutely a gold medal. You know, it's a medal sport now, bro. So I think we're good there. I don't believe we're the favorites in volleyball. No, that would be Sweden in men. So maybe women? Nope, we're second. We're second in women, the second favorite. So I don't know, man. We've kind of lost our grip a little bit in summer. We got to get back to that.
Who's second favorite in flag football?
Let's see.
Who else is playing? Like, for real?
I don't see flag football here.
Okay. Flag football is now an Olympic sport, no? We've discussed this.
Let me look, though.
Maybe because there's not enough info out there on the rest of the world.
That's the one thing I do not see.
Mm-hmm.
For BMX is, let's see, men. No, dude, we're not the favorite in BMX. We are. It's Australia.
Australia, dude. Do you not know about Australia? Have you not seen that BMX movie with Nicole Kidman in it, fool?
Australia? Dude.
I don't know a thing about BMX, man, and what Australia's done
in
BMX.
We're behind Japan in BMX. What about skateboarding? Are we still favorites in skateboarding?
I think they've taken that away from us.
We got to be favorites in skateboarding.
No, no. Tony Hawk ain't out there, fool.
Let's see. Hold on. I'm about to
Too old.
We are not. Australia again. We're second, though. Gavin Botger is and Tate Carew are both from the United States, and they're tied for the second best odds in skateboarding. Let's see the women. Maybe we have the women.
Man,
nope.
Brad, while he's talking Olympic coverage, look up the movie BMX Bandits, 1983 Australian crime comedy starring who? Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman.
They've been doing BMX in Australia for years, fool.
Well, we got to be the favorite in something.
And I knew that because I watched BMX Bandits. If you're in your 40s, you might have seen it.
Are we the favorites in water polo?
I don't know.
What would you guess?
Probably,
no.
Right? Yes.
No.
Yeah, we swim our ass off. And we can hover. We can paddle.
Guess what? It's Australia.
No.
Spain.
It wasn't us.
Damn Spaniards.
We're not even close. We're 33-1.
We got to get better at doggy paddle.
All right, okay.
Yeah, I better put LeBron in it.
Mountain biking, we're 100% first, right?
Nah, there's some mountainous areas probably better than us, I bet. I bet it's not.
Yeah, fool.
I bet it's like somebody like Brazil or somebody like that.
Okay, let's see. It's Great Britain.
British?
Yeah.
That's a surprise to me.
We're not even in the top 10.
Damn, bro. How are we not?
All right.
We got to get better at
stuff.
All right,
so most of our medals are going to be gymnastics, track and field, basketball.
Yes. That's power sports.
Yes. All right, let's see.
And break.
Let's see gymnastics here.
And flag football, apparently, right?
Flag, there.
Because the world don't have anything for it.
But, like, what is the gymnastics where Simone Biles, like, what's that actually called? Because it's not rhythmic.
There's all around in the pommel.
Yeah, there's
and you
the
have
all
the
around, and then you have the individual stuff.
Okay. Well,
and each has its own medal.
Yeah.
You know, the what'd you say, the horse?
Yeah, the pommel horse. You have the all-around, the team event. They mix it up like track and field. Yeah.
The floor, the dance, whatever. There's that dance portion of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Artistic.
Can't
they do
wait.
The vault. There's the parallel bars.
Simone is greatness.
The rings.
And her husband will be there, Jonathan Owens.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Chicago Bear.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We gave him time off to go over there.
Simone Biles.
Yeah.
He's
a reserve. So, you know.
He's not like a player?
Not a starter.
Oh, that's too bad.
Not a starter for us.
Yeah, it's tough, man. We are not dominant in every sport.
You seem to expect it. You seem a little let down here.
But we have the most resources.
Many of the ones you assumed we would be the favorite in, we are not.
That is 100%.
Because we're lax, man. We're lax as a country, aren't we? We're not getting after it
but
anymore.
The Russians,
some of this stuff.
The Russians cook up these schools where they drill these kids over and over again.
Well, it's not just them.
Well, Russia is not permitted to participate.
But a lot of countries do that.
Yeah.
China.
Yeah. Obviously, the United States is the favorite to have the most gold medals, minus 700.
That's good.
China is second, plus 450. And then third, who would you guess is third? What country would be third?
Maybe Brazil. They got 284 athletes, looks like. I don't know. That seemed like a lot to me.
It is France.
Ah.
It is France.
Taking the home country.
Now, I'll give you the top five. United States, one. This is odds
number
to have the most gold medals.
Okay.
China, two. France, three. Great Britain, four.
Yep.
And then Japan, five.
Florida. Brazil not even top five.
Brazil not even top 10.
Wait, they got to send 284 athletes. What are they doing?
They have the same odds as Cuba, for example.
Much smaller.
Oh. Yeah. So our over-under.
Just going for nothing.
Is 39.5 gold
over,
medals.
Over-under.
So... I don't know. I got to look at all the events that we play in.
How are we doing at beach volleyball? That big place in front of the Eiffel Tower. That looks pretty cool.
I don't think we're very good in that. I mean, we're not bad. We'll be in the mix.
It's because we don't have Karch Karai anymore.
It's not our favorite. It's not our best sport.
Yeah.
It is not our best sport. And by the way, the United States is minus 3,300 to have the most medals overall. Oh. So it's not even close in terms of the athletic dominance across.
Do you have our number of athletes? Because I just
it was
thought
over 400, I think.
Yeah, I thought 284 for Brazil was a lot. I was wondering, my gosh, U.S. must have a ton. You thought 400 sounds about right.
Yeah.
Most of the big ones, 592 for us.
Damn. Whoa.
Yeah, we're kicking ass.
Brazil, not to give too much away, but they look like all 284 were on one much larger barge. I'm imagining with the U.S., you might have to come down with two barges.
Yeah, we need one of them Mississippi barges.
For real. You're not getting, 700?
Yeah, 592 is what we have. And then there's probably personnel. The security's got to be stupid on that river, man. Like with the stuff that's going on with the transport. To your point, I was trying to turn it down for a little because I didn't want you all to spoil it. But I don't know if I'd go to the Olympics just for security. Thinking about Atlanta, you brought up Atlanta in '96. Yep. It's dangerous as hell, man.
Can be.
Feels like it. Maybe am I overthinking that? It feels dangerous.
Yeah.
Feels dangerous.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. My guess is that's anywhere in the world something could pop off, but it's also probably there. You got some of the secure places, it's the most secure place in the world in many aspects just because you've deployed so much after it, to prevent something. I don't know, man. It looks like there's a lot of families over there feeling awfully safe.
I think I'd rather go to Paris when there's not an Olympics, I guess.
Well, that's just because of how expensive Paris must be right now. It's absolutely the best decision.
Yeah.
But can you imagine how much more expensive it is right now with the Olympics going on than it will be?
But wouldn't there be more security, though, for the Olympics?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And so you're probably going to – it's probably one of the most secure situations in the world right now in that sense. That's not to say something can pop off. Some of it did, obviously, in Atlanta, but –
People, well, they already had something happen with the transport system. Somebody tried an arson fire.
Yeah, they're saying it's vandalism for now as opposed to a terrorist attack. But it does leave you thin in some areas, though, doesn't it, Brad, when you're concentrating on so much on one in the Olympics. It can leave you.
They're not even doing outdoor Trump rallies anymore after that deal.
Would you?
Hell no. Not if I'm getting shot at.
Yeah, I don't think you run that back.
Yeah, I think that the Secret Service recommended to the Trump folks. They're like, "Yo, man, you need
it's
to
like
stop
a no-brainer."
It. No, right. It's silly.
No more outdoor Trump rallies, and no more debates. That's what the Trump administration has decided.
Aren't they going to do the one in with the vice president in September?
No,
I think that she's going to do it, isn't
no,
she?
No, they. Well, she would
they,
love to do it.
She wants to. They
have
don't
told
do
her
it now?
That they will not. They will not be agreeing to any debates right now.
Yeah, they get toe up.
Yeah, so that
new,
is
their, new, that's what she new does. Person entering the ring.
Has there ever been a presidential election without a debate?
No, and we had one. So
not
this
in modern times.
We do not have one technically because it's not who's running.
No, but we still had one before he dropped out. Yeah, we had a debate.
I know, but he's not the candidate anymore. You know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying with these, but they still had one in this cycle. I mean, this is, the person stepping down, this is historic. Nobody's done it this late ever.
Right.
You're right. I mean, historically speaking,
right,
you're right.
True.
But we still had a debate this cycle in this election, and essentially it's the same ticket. I mean, in a way, it's the same platform. You've just changed that. You're going to change that vice presidential. Right? I mean, she's selling Biden's accomplishments, although, I mean, her resume clearly matters and what she's done, and frankly, it matters more than ever, because that's what she's going to have to prove to the American people.
Yep.
What did you do?
Yep.
That's what they're going to want to know. And what are you going to do? But, I mean, we had a debate, and frankly, it had a huge, huge impact
no,
on
it did. It changed
how the rest
entire
of it changed everything.
Yep. You're sure the hell
According
did.
To this site, both Lyndon Johnson and Richard Nixon declined to participate in debates, which is why after the Kennedy-Nixon debates of 60, there were no presidential debates again until 76.
How about that? For a while there, we weren't getting them.
Wow.
I didn't 76, baby, here.
I'm not
remember that part of
this. This person says, I'm not sure if the idea was even considered in 64, Lyndon Johnson and Barry Goldwater. However, I have read several sources that Nixon refused to participate in debates in 68 or 72.
Wow.
So, I mean...
It has happened.
It has sort of happened. There was a third-party person that should have probably been in when Carter was debating in those days, but they just did it. They did, in fact, do a debate, though.
How about that? Anyway, Olympics ceremony going on now. No, you're not. Where are we on in terms of the letters? Do we know?
No, we're getting not at this in exact moment. We're getting some. I can't. This a band coming down the street?
We got it.
Dude, you don't understand what a production this is.
Yeah.
again, I'm trying to be careful here.
You don't want to spoil it.
He's,
yeah.
Take the earphone. There you go. Yeah, Brad's taking the headphone.
He's not listening. So you guess what he's saying. You
turn it down.
I mean, we're through the seas, it looked like, in terms of countries coming down.
So by about 6 o'clock, we should be ready.
We're watching a very confusing torch ceremony, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
As simultaneously. So just.
Gotcha.
When you're watching tonight on tape delay.
Yes.
Yeah. No, just know that there's a lot going on.
Got it.
Fire.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Adam Chernoff, get his thoughts on some release totals that he's sent out the season ahead.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Adam Chernoff is responsible for all things NFL over at Right Angle Sports on Twitter. Adam Chernoff, Simple Handicap Podcast is back. It is absolutely required listening for any football fan. He joins us now. Hello, Adam.
Good afternoon. How are you guys?
Doing great, man. We are
great to hear your voice.
Obviously, inside a week of preseason football, which some people will contend is not real football, but we know in our business it is absolutely as real as it gets. So we will get into that a little bit later. But I do want to focus on the most recent regular season win total release that you guys released yesterday. And interestingly enough, maybe there was some news that went into that release that came out today. But it was Baltimore Ravens under 10.5. Under 10.5 wins, obviously, you know, the one seed in the AFC a year ago. Break down for me why you're not a believer in the Baltimore Ravens this season, Adam.
Not a believer because they lost Mike McDonald, who I think is, over the next couple of seasons, going to turn into one of the best head coaches in the NFL. He was the driver behind why that defense was historically great last year, which kept them competitive and allowed them to run the offense that they wanted to with the run game, make it very comfortable for Lamar, especially in the second halves of games where they snapped the ball with a lead at one of the highest rates in the NFL. And so I think there's going to be a step back on that defense in the absence of Mike McDonald, not only because he's not there, but they had to go to option three for candidates to replace him. So with the defense taking a step back, without his guidance, I think that's going to put the offense in a lot more competitive situations, especially late in games. And now this is going to be the offense running behind the worst offensive line that has existed in Lamar's tenure. So it's still a very good head coach running the team. But without McDonald, that defense steps back and you get a bit of a tougher situation for the offense behind a lack of offensive line talent. It's a really high expectation for the Ravens to repeat what they did a year ago, not to mention that things in the division getting a little bit more difficult, certainly with Joe Burrow back and healthy.
I'm with you, Adam, on the defensive side. I can certainly understand. I'm a fan of McDonald as well. I'm curious, though, you mentioned in sort of fourth quarters and closing out games, which have been a problem for you, just the Derrick Henry addition. Is that something you don't see maybe making a heck of a, you know, is it not enough of an addition on offense? Clearly we expect to step back on defense to make up and sort of keep them among the elite. I'm just curious what you think about that Henry addition and how they'll deploy him.
I think they're going to use him a lot inside the red zone. Mm-hmm. There was a clip that was kind of hidden on an interview that was done by Todd Monken, the offensive coordinator, where he was talking about wanting to use Lamar's legs less inside the red zone. So for me, that's really where Henry fits in and where his impact is going to be greatest. I actually think outside of that, like, this is a Ravens run scheme that's been quite dominant and they've used it a ton. But to me, just kind of reading everything that's being said and listening to Monken this offseason, it's going to be year two of the scheme. I think they're going to lean on the pass a lot more. So Henry forever has been one of the best decoys when it comes to using play action, which I think is what the Ravens are going to lean on at a much higher rate this year than they have in seasons past. But I don't see this as like a Derrick Henry 1,000-yard-plus rushing season where he's getting a ton of volume and a ton of carries. I think it's going to be slightly more selective, and it's not going to be one of those 280-plus touch seasons that we've seen from him in the past. So he'll be used a lot in the red zone, but I don't think it's going to be just a massive volume season for Henry overall.
Two straight days now of missing camp for Lamar with an illness, and the Ravens basically, I don't know. I don't know if it's something or nothing, but they basically said, you know, that he's receiving medical care from the Baltimore medical team. How much of that sort of, maybe not that specifically, but, you know, there's been a lot of talk about him losing weight and coming back in a much different physical shape. How much of that sort of thought to the under, like, it's also a hedge against Lamar's health, and we know that there is a history of that.
None of that went into deciding to take the under, I'll say that. I was talking with another pro better this morning, and he was asking what I make of it, and I don't know what to make of it because it seems like every season at some point Lamar is sick with something, and it's always incredibly vague when you hear Harbaugh describing what the actual illness is, and so I don't know what's going on. It seems like there's always something at some time with him that just seems odd, and now it's going on almost the whole week now that he hasn't been in camp or present. He was around for about an hour when media was available a couple days ago and then disappeared off the field. And so I don't know. It's very strange, and it's always just incredibly nondescript as to what the issue is. But didn't influence us liking the under. That was kind of driven by a lot of other things.
One under that has aged probably better than you could have ever imagined is the Dallas Cowboys under 10.5 total that you guys released a month and a half ago. Now, look, you guys are smart. Maybe this was all potentially a part of it, but now you're You're hearing very, very out of character remarks from Dak. You're hearing a stalemate possibly in the works between CD and organization. How is this team going to figure this out in a month's time and be good enough to win 11 games in that division?
So I will say that these things that are going around the Dallas offseason camp were certainly factors into us betting the under. The biggest factor in betting Dallas under for their win total this season was the fact that we just really liked the Philadelphia Eagles. And in the division with two teams priced very close and very high, we liked the Eagles a lot, which in turn just kind of made us dislike the Cowboys. But certainly as we were kind of going back and forth, like you mentioned, Dak's kind of acting a little bit differently. We don't know what is going to happen with CeeDee Lamb. Micah Parsons also wants to be paid. You have Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy now in a spat going back and forth, which in talking with beat reporters, I've learned there's actually some serious tension there. There's just a lot kind of brewing around this team. It's a step back on the offensive line, for sure, with some key departures in the offseason, so it'll be a bit weaker up front. You also have a lot weaker of a ground game now with Tony Pollard gone and kind of shifting around that scheme a little bit too. And McCarthy just continuously gets outcoached in big games. So a lot of this is unsettled into how this is going to fall out, especially with Lamb. Obviously, if he's not out there, that's a massive blow. But that was certainly something that was considered. So, yes, the under on Dallas is aging very well.
I'm just curious to that Philadelphia point. Obviously, you guys are high on them. That was quite the collapse last year. Why are we so sure that we won't see something similar this season or a continuation of that? I know they've added a lot, but what impresses you the most about what they've done?
It's a coordinator switch on both sides of the football. That was the case last year after they had a great season 2 years ago. There was an offensive and defensive coordinator shift, and there was concern that both of those guys around this time last year were not fully equipped for the job.
I remember.
And this year they've gone forward and replaced both of them with veteran coordinators, like more still young, but it's a much different feel around the team. Hurts has already been asked a couple times about his relationship with Sirianni at head coach, and he's downplayed it. And everything around the team just feels a whole lot better than it did a year ago, where even despite some of the issues, first 2.5 months of the season, that offense was putting up some serious numbers. And so hearing that now the offense is much improved, a lot more no huddle, a lot more up-tempo, things that really suit Jalen Hurts' play style, that's all a big positive. I think Saquon Barkley is going to have a bigger impact than perhaps is being labeled, especially in the pass game. He's probably going to be utilized quite a bit with this offense, which is quite interesting, as well as the fact that A.J. Brown is just being used all over the field. Yeah. And so I'm really optimistic about the Eagles' offense. And defensively, they addressed their biggest weakness in the secondary through the draft and in the offseason with additions as well. So I like this team a lot.
Talking to Adam Chernoff from Right Angle Sports, the NFL season is bearing down upon us. There's no doubt about that. Hall of Fame game kicks off next Thursday. I'm not asking for you to tip your hand, but are you? This is obviously where a lot of winning, can take place if that is the industry that you're in. Are you just sort of waiting to see, in terms of a potential release in that game, how much, if at all, each quarterback will play? Is that sort of the biggest sort of wait and see right now with that game next Thursday?
Everything at this point is relatively unknown. The part of the problem is that these teams get an extra week of camp and practice with the extra game. And although you can kind of look at coach tendencies and understand what they want to do, every year with the Hall of Fame game, it's a mystery because it's two teams handling camp in a way that every other team in the league does not have to handle it. And so it's a matter of just kind of really getting an understanding to what's going on and how that's working. So hopefully for the sake of watching football, enjoying football and having a wager, there's something that proves worthwhile in the game to act on. Nothing yet as such has popped up. So we'll see over the next 4 or 5 days if there's something that makes it worthwhile.
Yeah, my guess is there's just no reason at all to play C.J. Stroud, and I can maybe even make the same argument for Caleb, but I am curious from what you've seen out of Bears camp, This is going to be the quarterback with probably, arguably, the most attention on him this season coming in. From what you've read, from what you've seen of Caleb Williams, what's your assessment of him in that offense?
I don't know if I've seen or heard enough to really have a true assessment. Obviously, the price point on the Bears has gone up a ton, not just because of the addition of Williams, but you adding Keenan Allen and just also in the draft to add another receiver in Odunze. There's a lot of optimism about this offense. So it's a lofty expectation on the Bears, but I haven't necessarily seen something in camp nor heard anything that would make me say that the expectations are deserving or undeserving. I would say that the Bears are probably in a handful of 5 to 6 teams that I just am very, very indifferent about coming into the season.
Interesting. This isn't necessarily what you do, but I'm asking you from your gut, better season Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels?
Oh, boy. Gut, honestly, probably. Okay, are we going to talk like stats-wise or kind of relative to expectations? Because let's define it a little bit, because I can give you a good answer one way or the other.
Let's just go stats-wise. I mean, you know, which one's closer to a C.J. Stroud-type season? Maybe we're not talking as much wins, but they're that much of an impact player, you know, if that makes sense.
Okay, so yeah, probably Caleb Williams from that perspective, because he's in a better situation,
right,
with a better team that has a bit more of an established offense,
yep,
and arguably has better weapons around him. So I would say if you're just looking straight stat line relative to expectation, Williams is probably going to overperform and overachieve. Now, if we flip that around a little bit.
Yeah, I want to hear the other way. It sounds like you like Jaden. Go ahead.
I do from like a prop perspective, okay, looking at this offense, because Cliff Kingsbury comes in as the offensive coordinator, and everything that has been said so far about the Commanders' offense is about it being more up-tempo, yep, with no huddle, allowing Daniels to push the deep ball downfield. So Terry McLaurin, the wide receiver number one for the Commanders, is very unwilling to come out with a compliment of almost anything when he speaks publicly. He's not an overly like negative guy. He's been in bad spots basically his entire career with Washington.
Yes, yes.
Yes. This offseason, he has gone out of his way to praise Daniels, their connection, and how Daniels has been willing to push the ball downfield. And McLaurin has talked a lot about his role and impact on the team and how he likes what he is being asked to do, being pushed downfield. So I don't know if that side of things is fully understood yet for what that could look like. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that to me is intriguing from a betting perspective, because I think everything from Williams' side and the Bears' offense is really kind of understood and accepted by everybody that they're going to be a lot better than last year, and it's going to be really good. He's the number one pick. I don't know if that's fully understood with Daniels, and especially with McLaurin. So to me, the Daniels-McLaurin-Washington stuff is more interesting, and I think has a better chance of being underestimated, where the Williams stuff, he could have an amazing season, but it's probably priced in and the expectations are correct, being as high as they are.
Adam, man, great stuff. It's here, brother. It is here.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed your off season. It was well deserved. I'm not trying to put anything on you, but 63% a year ago for the RAS service. I think it's fair to expect, just for inflation, 65. Just year to year, you know, 2%.
Listen, if that becomes the expectation, that's going to be very difficult to live up to. But if you're going to say we finished this season over 75 plays at 65%, I'll sign right now for that. I'll take that, and I think everyone would be very happy for that too. So let's hope it's in that same.
It's almost like a blessing and a curse, right? Like from that perspective, because I don't think you go into it saying we're going to finish 63%, right? You go into it saying, well, hopefully we can finish 56%. But then, you know.
You hope that it turns out that way, but right, certainly realistically, right, you're never anticipating that happening.
Then my guess is a lot of people are super excited to, you know, purchase the service and get involved in the service again, but now their expectations are not 56%, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, and we do our best to kind of manage that, but yeah, if we're in the high 50s, it's a monster year for sure. So that's we're really looking at that 56, 57 as like doing great. Last year was amazing, but let's see. We have high expectations again.
No question. Great stuff, man. Thanks for the time as always.
Thank you very much, guys. Enjoy the first taste of real football 6 days from now.
Yes, sir. He is Adam Chernoff from Right Angle Sports. Interesting. He's not quite ready to give an evaluation. I appreciate that. You know, a lot of people come on here and say, well, I think he's... Adam's like, no, let me see him. Let me see Caleb in action.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.